Welcome to You Are From God, Biblical Conversations to help us grow and strengthen our relationship with our Heavenly Father, brought to you by the West Mason Church of Christ. My name is Tyler Hall.
And I'm Scott Taylor, and we're so thankful that you have joined us today. Today we're going to be talking about really things that we take for granted. I'm always reminded, Tyler, in the book of Job, that Job is just sitting there. He wakes up in the morning, as we all do, everything's going normal, and all of a sudden, there's a change in the conversation as to what occurs. He doesn't understand what's happened with Satan, what's happened with God, the conversation beginning, and it just starts talking about there was a day. There was a day that his children were together at the oldest son's house. There was a day that the animals were out and the servants were with them. And then there was a day where all that comes to an end. There was the enemy comes in. There was some fire that came down. There was a great wind that occurred. And it just starts talking about how servant after servant was just coming, telling them these horrible things that were occurring. In that very moment, his life absolutely changed. And I think we all can understand that. There are times where you think everything's going just so well, and then there's the phone call, or there's the person that just tells you something that just absolutely breaks your heart. And we've all been through things. There are people that are dealing with things that they've been dealing with for a long time. I'm reminded of Jesus in Luke the 13th chapter, where he's talking about the woman who had been bent over, doubled over for 18 years. And he'll say it's for 18 long years. The New King James will say, think of it, 18 years. The idea of how amazing it was, or how slow that time would have been for her compared to somebody else that's going through something that's good for 18 years. It reminds me of Jacob, and when he talks about working for Rachel, he basically says, you know, those 7 years were like just a few days. Mm-hmm. And they went by so fast. I think we all can understand really how time flies by, as we'll say, when we're having fun, or it goes so slowly when we're going through difficulties, or maybe as a child, we wanted it to go faster, but if it's Christmas Eve or for your birthday, and just goes so slow to try to get to that time where you want it to be. We understand those things and the importance for really not taking things for granted.
Yeah, it's almost that idea too, when you're traveling someplace, it always seems like it takes longer to get right to the place. It's the anticipation, it's the buildup. And then on the return trip, it always seems like whether you're flying or driving, it doesn't take as long. It's this, our perception of time can be so interesting. And I love that the scriptures will focus on our perception of time in this way. Really, what the whole point of that, though, is that we shouldn't be so caught up in living in the past or even so invested in the future, where it's obviously important to make plans and to prioritize and to be thinking about what we're going to be doing the rest of today and then tomorrow and through the year. But that's only if the Lord wills, as James will tell us. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed the next breath. And the scriptures, I think, when it comes down to it, God is trying to show us that we cannot take time for granted. Time is a gift just like our breath, just like the houses that we live in, the food that we have, the people that we get to interact with on a day-to-day basis. Time is a gift, and we cannot take it for granted. Peter will say by the Holy Spirit in 1 Peter chapter 4 that the end of all things is at hand. This is back in his day, and so we understand Scripture will also tell us that salvation is more near than when we first believe. So every additional day that we live and experience is just one step closer to the end. That's the mentality we have to have. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7, the end of all things is at hand. What are we supposed to do, Peter? Therefore, he says, be self-control and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that everything in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This perspective that Peter is trying to encourage them with is, you are not guaranteed tomorrow. The end could very well be nigh. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. We could be recording this podcast now and people might not even end up hearing it. But the important thing is that we see what time is about. It is completely and fully about God, the one who created time. He is outside of time and sees the whole picture. We get so caught up in living in our little moment and just assuming that we're always going to have a time down the road to do something. It's this idea that Peter is spelling out for us here, that we're not guaranteed it. We need to make the most of the present, not focused on the past and the things that were good or bad about it. we can't be focusing on the future and what may or may not be, the what ifs, as we talk about sometimes. We need to be focused on living for today.
And now, what goes with that is the idea that not only do we take time for granted, we take the people that fill up that time for granted so often. The idea of not making the most of the opportunities. There are so many times that you'll see people that just say hateful things to somebody. It's the last thing that they say. They're yelling at someone. And if that's the last time that you see that person, how sad that is. And sometimes the scary part is that's the person that you're supposed to love the most on this earth. If it's your spouse or your children, the idea of how we talk to them and that being that last moment that you get to talk to them, we cannot take people for granted. Sometimes I'm reminded of Ephesians, the second chapter. He'll tell people, and he does this very often, is to tell them to remember. You need to remember what you were like before you found Christ. You need to remember what you were like when you were young. And sometimes as adults, we kind of forget what it was like when we were young, that sometimes we didn't act like we should. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes as young parents, there were other people or our children did not act as well behaved as we think or try to remember that they used to act.
All
and
right.
And sometimes that's the difficulty for us, that we can make the most of every opportunity that we have. Paul tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, again, he says the thing about remembering, but he says you need to remember that you were at a time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. And really, if we think about it, it's the idea that we are surrounded by people in that same state. And we need to remember, just like us, they were trying to fill a void with something, whatever sin that is, whatever that temptation was that they struggle with, is the same thing most likely that we, in many cases, struggled with before we found Christ and before we have this relationship with Him, and we understand He fills that void that is cannot be filled with anything else. And we need to remember what it was like to try to get away from those things and try to help people get through those things. But that only occurs if we're willing to make the most of the opportunity and not take the people that are around us for granted.
Yeah, it seems so strange that we're so quick to take others for granted. I mean, we might see them every day. We just assume, again, that they're going to be there, that we will have another opportunity to talk to them. And how we greet each other, how we leave each other, even the words that we say, if there's things that we typically will say to loved ones or even just other people, to understand that that could be the last time we're talking to them. This understanding of what we can do for one another, the way that we can love one another, is really a reflection in many cases of what we think of God and how we view God. The scriptures, we started this podcast, this discussion on the radio with this idea of 1 John and the fact that one of the main points in that letter is that if you are going to say that you love God, you better make sure you're loving other people. That those things go hand in hand. If you are going to be a child of the living God, you have to see the image of God in every single soul, even when it is challenging and difficult. And so we can't take other people for granted. And that really leads us to understanding that we can't take God for granted, which is, again, so easy, sometimes arguably easier, because right. I can see parents, and I can see children, and I can see spouse, I can see all of these different people that shape and mold and influence my life, and I can understand that there are going to be certain times where I might be able to open my eyes a little bit more and say, okay, I see this now. For God, it's so easy for people to go throughout their life and pretend He doesn't even exist or reject the idea that He exists even at all. The idea that we have a living, powerful, almighty Creator who wants to be our Father and will be our Father, that is our King also, is just this incredible lifestyle that we can live. But we cannot take that for granted. Romans will spell it out in a very simple way, I think, and Paul's laying down some very basic principles in this book. But in Romans chapter 5, he'll state it very simply, that while we were still detestable, while we hadn't done anything to earn God's love, God was going to be the one to move first. In Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6, it says this, "While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good one, some would even dare to die. But God shows His love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He goes on in understanding the impact of sin, what it did to our relationship, what it does to our relationship with God, and the fact that even though we had this sin problem, Christ came into the world and brought us the solution, that we have this incredible gift, again, the gift of time, the gift of other people, we have the gift of Christ, that we can have salvation and forgiveness of sins. Paul is very quick, though, in the next chapter to make sure to stress to them that you cannot take this gift for granted. You cannot take God himself for granted. Chapter 6 starts off this way. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. It's so amazing that this is the plan, Scott, that we die with him through baptism, that's where the life starts, that the newness of life begins there, that we've repented and turned and that we've committed to living this life, that we're putting the old man to death. Paul here is saying, don't take that for granted. Don't just assume you can resurrect that old man whenever you want to. This is about putting him to dead and keeping him dead and letting Christ live in you. This is such an encouraging thing that we can have, but we cannot take it for granted, because as soon as we do, we start losing sight of the really important things in life.
Well, that's the interesting piece, I think, of 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 15, the idea that God's patience is to be viewed as salvation. So often, people view his patience as an opportunity or freedom to do whatever we want. See, he hasn't come back. What am I concerned about? Well, he's long-suffering. He's desiring everyone to repent and to have a relationship with him. And we need to be very, very mindful of that fact. Do not take for granted his patience, his grace, his mercy, his love, his blessings, everything that he has done for us. I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, where we're told that today is the day of salvation. The understanding of every day that we are blessed with, every day that we are blessed to wake up, is all from God. And the idea of us making the most of that day, whether it's the people in our lives, the opportunity to read his word, the opportunity to pray to him, that we need to do it to the best of our ability. Because there's coming a day, Tyler, in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, where he'll talk about this moment. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. And he talks about this victory that we're going to have in Christ on this day. And really what it comes down to of understanding that moment, are we going to be ready for that moment, is really the question that we leave you with from this program, is just the idea of, can we help you be ready for that moment? Can you help us be ready for that moment? We would love to hear from you, and we would love for you to contact us too. If you have questions or if you have concerns, if you would like us to send you something, just let us know. Give us a call at 513-398-9607. You can go to our website, westmasonchurchofchrist.org, where you're able to see all sorts of resources that we have on there that are absolutely free, but you can also contact us. You can send us questions as well there. If you're in the Mason area, Mason, Ohio, you can come and join us. We meet at 6800 Tylersville Road in Mason, Ohio. That's 45040. Very simple to get to off 75 and 71. We meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We also meet at 5 o'clock Sunday evenings, and then 7 o'clock as well on Wednesday evenings. We have Bible classes for all ages. We would just love for you to come and to join us. We would love for you to listen to the podcast that we have. You can subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. But we are just so thankful that you have joined us today, and we hope that you're able to join us next week right here on You Are From God.